Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Echeverrin for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Brabander covering, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Powell reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Andy Echeverren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. McNerney moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to third. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brabander, and towards Robinson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfary hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0-for-1 in the game. Brabander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell takes first base on ball four. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Don Buford pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Echeverrin moves to second. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 2 in the game. Brabander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford now playing second base. Davey Johnson now playing shortstop. Frank Robinson now playing right field. Kurt Bulfari now playing left. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNerney bunts towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Bill Voss pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Voss for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Alomar scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Bill Voss now playing right field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. Robinson moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Bill Melton pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bill Melton now playing third base. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Gene Brabander. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss bunts in front of the plate. Echeverrin fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Gary Peters pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Locker, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 4 in the game. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar bunts towards third. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Berry moves to second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Dave May pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 5 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.